96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. In just 3 days, the biggest and latest entertainment venue in the state of Maryland will officially open. The MGM National Harbor Casino will bring gaming, entertainment, and a level of luxury unseen in the state. But it will also bring a lot of traffic. It could also bring more crime. What is the plan to keep the casino and the surrounding community safe? Well, joining me to talk about this is Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski. If you have a question or a comment about the new MGM National Harbor Casino, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or 8HFisherWHUR. Chief, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Harold, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's nice to meet you in person finally.
Absolutely. Same here. Good to see you. Let's talk first about the thing that most people seem to be concerned about, and that's traffic. You may remember when FedEx Field opened on its very first day, there was so much traffic, some people actually missed the games. What is the plan to deal with that same kind of scenario on Thursday evening?
So it's very appropriate that you would ask in the context of FedEx, because one of the things that I've been saying to the community is that we've learned a lot from managing large volumes of traffic at FedEx, also looking at our experience with working with the University of Maryland and some of their large venue games, the perennial Andrews Air Force Base Air Show. And we've taken that, we've married that up with what we've been doing, particularly in the National Harbor area. So you not just have the context of traffic and crowd control, but you have it in that particular place. And then you add to that the Tanger outlets. And all of those things were the foundation for which we began thinking about how we can best achieve two things. First, respect the community that lives there and in the vicinity of the new MGM, but also to make hospitable to people from throughout the region and, quite frankly, from throughout the world, Prince George's County. We're very proud of this venue. I've spent a lot of time there. I remember standing there when it was nothing but an empty plane on the top of that hill. And the thinking about how can we do this goes back that far. And that's an important thing for me to communicate to the public. This isn't something that we just threw together. And our goal, coming back to your question about how do we prevent a FedEx, we've gone intersection by intersection. And we've looked at what we want each of those intersections to do, how it should behave, how we can maintain flow, how can we move vehicles across roadways, how can we merge roadways so that we end up with one thing, and that's motion. We don't want traffic to stop. We want constant motion. And we think by using, for instance, Bald Eagle Road, using, for instance, the loop around the MGM proper, using all of those roadway capacities that have grown because of the roadway improvements, we can achieve motion. And I have to say we have a tremendous partner in MGM, Bill Boasberg as the manager, and my friend Mark Moore, who I started talking about this 2 years ago. Mark and I met in Las Vegas. Then Chief McGaw asked me to go out and start having a conversation about how are we going to get to prevent what you just mentioned, Harold. And they've been forthcoming with information. They are subject matter experts at the casino industry and the hospitality industry. But we also have great partners like the Gaylord and the Peterson Group. All of those interests were collected together, and we had a frank conversation. How do we work collaboratively to get there?
If I may, though, from your perspective, how are you going to make sure that there isn't a huge bottleneck? I know that there are some roundabouts there that are going to, as you suggested, keep traffic flowing. But what kind of resources are you going to be using on Thursday evening? And I would imagine Thursday evening through the weekend, because this is going to be a huge weekend.
So I'll begin with this. We have staffing plans that take us out 45 days.
Okay.
And we've been thoughtful about the duration of this because it is unprecedented. It is a real, again, not exaggerating, international venue destination. We have deployment plans which speak to the level of activity we anticipate at various times. Again, working with MGM to understand the VIP grand opening, the public grand opening, some of the things that are happening 2 and 3 and 4 days in. So to answer your question directly, we'll have as many as 65 officers at various traffic posts, as well as on the perimeter of the MGM complex. And if you look at the ingress and egress, mm-hmm. if you think of that sort of as a whirlpool, the idea is that you have motion concentrating into that place. One of the things that we have as an advantage is that the parking for MGM is inside the facility. So we don't, for the most part, have to park people away and move them to the facility. Once we get them safely into that facility, they move into the casino or into the shopping or into the restaurants. And so it's a different venue with respect to that piece. We're not crossing lots of pedestrians. And this is one of the things we learned at Tanger from the lots that were on the other side of the street. Mm-hmm. And again, all of those things, what we've done is we've worked very hard to deconflict traffic. We're not crossing traffic flow to the best extent that we can avoid it. We're using roadways differently. So where Bald Eagle Road might be a two-lane roadway with traffic going in either direction, we'll be using that as a one-direction ingress and over to Monument and down into the MGM. There are separate entrances on either side of that complex. All of these things working together, and again, ensuring that our officers are well-versed in what our vision is, mm-hmm. what we expect each intersection to do, and then working with the MGM to ensure that their staff, once we get them from 495, 295, any of those ingress routes to MGM, they have two things. One, they have individuals directing traffic within that garage complex throughout.
Okay.
And then secondly, they have a state-of-the-art parking system, red and green lights, that tell you not just which spaces are available, which is helping the people who are flagging, but also helping the motorist. It also tells you exactly how many spots are available on each of these levels.
Okay. I've seen that kind of operation out in Tyson's as well when I've
yes.
done some shopping out there. That's another show. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the new MGM National Harbor Casino opening up on Thursday at 11 o'clock. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. Talking to Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski. Aaron calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Well, I hear what he's saying, and I get what he's saying about how to manage the traffic into the casino. But what he's failing to talk about is the congestion and the heavy traffic that residents have to live coming off of 210. I live right there, 5 minutes away from the hospital. Right where they built their fancy new police department that still is undermanned. And he said again, he hasn't mentioned that it's undermanned. It won't be fully staffed until March of 2017. But what is the staffing timetable that we can expect to see traffic lightened up? Just to go 4 miles from Ashbury, just to 495, 4 miles can take up to 45 to 1 hour each morning just to get to the Beltway.
So let's see if the chief can answer both of those. First of all, let us talk about the new police station and the staffing issue. You just said you're going to have 65 officers. Where are these officers going to come from, and what impact will they have there? Where will you pull them from, and will it impact the other areas close in or even in other districts?
It's a great question. Let me begin with this. I was actually asked by Chief Melvin High to do an assessment of critical infrastructure projects.
You mean the sheriff?
Our chief.
Okay.
When he was Chief High of the Prince George's County Police Department, I was a lieutenant at the time. He brought me in and he asked me, Hank, he said, look at the infrastructure of the department and tell us where we need to be 10 years from now. And so one of the things that I identified for the then chief and now you're correct, Sheriff High, I said, we have to build District 7. We're going to need that capacity in South County. At that point, 49% of our county was policed by four facilities in the north, and 51% by landmass was policed by two facilities in the south. It was not safe for the officers. It was not responsive enough for the community. And so that became one of the things that I spent a dozen years working on. I'm fully invested in District 7, but there is a misperception. Right now, District 7 is appropriately staffed for the demand that it puts on the policing resources. the administration and Mr. Baker said that we would staff that with 50 officers by the fall of 16. And when I was privileged to become the 17th chief, I staffed it with 61 right off the bat. So we have appropriate staffing to the demands for that particular facility in District 7. That, as with all our facilities, will grow over time. I have tremendous support from our county executive, and I appreciate that, as well as our county council. We need to be a department that is of about 2,000 officers. But all of those district stations and specialty units within the department need to grow to service a growing county. In terms of the timeline for that, that's going to have to be dictated by how we see things happening on the ground. We want those facilities to be in the center of gravity response time, where the highest population density is, and we want to drive down response time based on where those officers are so that the community sees that we're responsive. District 7 was part of our strategic thinking. Now we enter a phase where we talk about tactical thinking. And coming back again to a very good question, none of the resources that will be working at the MGM are on-duty resources drawn from any district station. We have 7 district stations and a special operations division. We're one of the largest police departments in the country. This is a voluntary assignment. We will be paying our officers overtime, and we will be not taking a single on-duty resource away from any of the existing districts or divisions in order to facilitate the opening of MGM.
Real quick, he had a question about road issues.
Yes. And I acknowledge that there is need for infrastructure improvement throughout our county. And we were working with the State Highway Administration looking at 210. There's work going on some of those interchanges already. And we are looking to understand how MGM now will impact traffic flow through the National Harbor. But it's just like a dozen years ago, we started talking about the potential for a 7th district. And how do you allocate personnel? How do you get those facilities into a place where they can facilitate all of the things that we're talking about? And crime is one piece of policing in Prince George's County now. But that hospitality industry, the traffic management, how do we become more sophisticated in outreach? How do we become more sophisticated and accessible to the public so we understand their concerns? Those are our daily work now. So as we built District 7, we looked at 210 and we looked at the traffic associated with 210, and we tried to have the least impact on contributing to that with facility placement, but also to put that facility in a place where it could serve. Again, at one point, 49% of our county was policed by 4 stations.
Okay.
And the balance by 2. It just didn't make sense.
Aaron, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the MGM National Harbor Casino opening up on Thursday evening. My guest is Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Lines are open. Of course, we will be taking your phone calls even after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm going to go to a question, but we'll probably get the answer on the other side. Tawana, quickly, what is your question?
My question is, why wasn't the community involved with the planning of the traffic pattern? Why weren't we involved? Because we are the people who are going to be solely impacted by the traffic. I'm really concerned that I'm not going to be able to get into my residence on Thursday and beyond. I mean, it really is a shame because we are the taxpayers. And we had no input on anything. And it's a lot of people like me that are really concerned about this MGM.
Tawana,
it's going to impact the community.
I'm going to need you to hold on, Tawana. You will be able to hear the chief answer your question, but I have to take a break. So please stay with us. Also, Dan calling from D.C., Omar calling from Silver Spring. We'll also talk to you next, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation